Tanner Hoops previewing the Storm Lake High School baseball season with Tornado head coach Ben Seaman. Coach, your first year as a skipper, but you've been a part of Tornado baseball for a long time. A 2009 graduate of Storm Lake High School, you were the ace pitcher of the 2009 runner-up team at the state tournament. After college, you served as a volunteer assistant coach in 2013 before becoming the full-time assistant coach last year and now taking over the head coaching job for your high school coach, Bill McCabe. Anyone who knows you or is familiar with the program knows how invested you are in Tornado baseball and how much you care about it and want to see it grow. Opening day is 2 days away, and you got to imagine that you are counting down the days waiting to get started.
Yeah, I'm real excited and just kind of chomping at the bit to get going. You know, we've been out here since the beginning of May, and you get that cold weather at the beginning. Now it looks like it's starting to warm up a little bit, and it just you just can sense it. You just start to feel like it's baseball season again.
We graduated five seniors from a team that finished 2-24 a season ago, but some reason for optimism as we return nine guys who made a varsity appearance last season. If you could, talk a little bit about our lineup and our pitching staff for the upcoming year.
Right. Last year, we walked, I think, 229 people, which isn't going to win you many games, and that was pretty apparent with our record last year. But this year, that's an easy fix. You just got to throw strikes and let them hit the ball, and you know, you like your chances a lot better. I think Blake Berry will head the staff. He's probably sitting in our number one spot. He's put in a lot of time through the off season, which it was evident the first time he started throwing in front of me. Besides that, Parker Lang, Gavin Oler, Michael Knapp, Kevin Zayavong, some of those younger guys, they're going to have to, you know, feel the weight of a varsity schedule and have to deliver for us.
A new look this season, including a new coaching staff. You talk a little bit about your new assistant and down to the freshman level.
Yeah, my new assistant is Heath Stilley, and this is his first year at Storm Lake, but he's done a number of different coaching jobs throughout his teaching career. He's been at Newell Fonda prior to. He coached baseball at Woodbine. In his very early teaching career, I think he was there for three seasons, two at least, maybe. He's from Alta originally, so he's no stranger to what we like to do here at Storm Lake. And he comes from, you know, Alta's, you know, they're a program that has good teams year in and year out, and he understands the main goal is to win ball games, and he's doing a good job in helping us get there.
Still early on, but how do you see the Lakes Conference shaking out this season?
I've said earlier before that I think it's anybody's year. Lamar's won it last year, and they lost their number one pitcher. That was one of the main reasons that they were able to win the conference. Other than that, I think that Estherville will put together a good team. Spirit Lake will probably put together a good team, and I think Emmitsburg might surprise a few people. They were like 18-12 last year, and they had a lot of youth last year. They only graduated two seniors. Throughout the whole conference, Estherville graduated nine, but other than that, no one graduated more than five, and I think that we were the second highest. So we're going to see a lot of the same names, a lot of the same people. So if we can use the guys that we've had in the past couple years to step up and those young guys come in, I think that we can make a run for it. We got to take care of business at home, and we got to bust out a couple wins on the road.
Coach, one final question is, what is your ultimate goal for this season? What can you do when come July you're going to feel successful about this season looking back?
Well, I think if we got to have more than two wins. That's the big thing. We want to win, and I think that's the main goal. I don't know a special number. I don't want to put a cap on it. I want to win as many games as possible, and when it comes to July 17th, first round districts, I'd like us to be in a good spot where we can make a little run through the playoffs. And I look back on my senior year, we were 8-8 in the Lakes Conference. We swept a couple teams, and we got swept by a couple teams, and we ended up in the state finals. So I think that if we can learn throughout the process of the season and really turn things on, I think we can do whatever we want to do.
Coach, as always, appreciate the time. I look forward to covering you and the team and wish you guys all the best this season.
Thanks, Tanner.